Yeah, it's great privilege. I can't believe it myself now, just playing the game for 5 years, and I've been practicing away, and been days I've been right out by myself practicing away, and I can't believe I'm captain, and it's just a great privilege to push on and strive the lads on.
Yeah, how come you're such a latecomer?
Don't know, just living in South Africa for a couple of years, yeah. And moved here then, and because it's my dad's from Ireland, and he said, why don't you go and try football? And I said, I'll try it out anyways, and played away at it and loved it. So,
yeah. Dad's from Donegal, isn't he? Where's mum from?
South Africa, Cape Town.
Good.
And he's from Drumroan, and great family down there. They're all pushing me on, and it's great to see.
Great. Obviously, they take a big interest in you.
They do, yeah. They're all delighted with me, all texting away at me, just saying congratulations, can't wait to see you in the final, and it's just very uplifting.
And of course, your family back in South Africa as well, have you?
Yeah, I've got a few uncles and aunties over there, and they're all ringing my mum saying congratulations to Niall, and it's great to hear.
Yeah. And tell me, what games did you play in South Africa before you came?
I played a lot of rugby now when I was over there, and it was great. So I loved the rugby, it was a brilliant sport, and when I came back over here, I tried to get into it. I was looking for a few clubs, but just couldn't really find many. And so I just turned to Gaelic then, and it was great.
Where did you play in rugby?
Firstly, I played winger, and then I went on to play full back. And it's great positions just out in the wing. I love getting the ball and just running with it.
Yeah. So how did you find the transformation to Gaelic?
It was all right. It's great. Like I found, it took me a while to get the solo proper, but. Yeah. After I practiced away at it, it was okay.
Yeah, so most of the attributes of rugby, Spain, when you're playing the backs anyway, will help you for Gaelic, don't they?
Yeah, it was great. Just my fitness was okay, so the rugby got my fitness up, and when I came into Gaelic, you need a lot of fitness for Gaelic as well, so it was grand.
And tell me, when did you first get into the county scene?
First time I went into the county team was under 16s. I didn't get on it at first, but then Declan seen me play a few club games and brought me in halfway through, and came on then in a few games, came on in the Bunnycrona Cup final, and played well enough, so was happy enough, and he kept me on.
Were you in the squad last year? Or?
I was on the under-17. I wasn't on the minor team now, but I was on the under-17s team, and we trained a lot. We did very well last year, and we won the Ulster as well, and then so Declan took us again this year, and it's just great to have him for the past 3 years.
And made you captain as well, so obviously he's seen something.
Yeah, he's seen something. It was great. Now he's captain last year and captain this year. I couldn't believe it now, but it was great to get it.
Talk to me about this season so far. Obviously you've won the league already.
Yeah, the league was, we had a great campaign in the league. There's a few tight games now, but we pushed on in the end, and Tyrone was a brilliant game in the final, but we got through it in the end, though.
Yeah. And then Derry in the minor championship went into Celtic Park, and Derry were highly fancied because that had, I think, 6-7 St. Pat's Mahara team that were in the All-Ireland Colleges final.
Yeah, we didn't know what to expect from Derry now, but we just focused on our own game and got ourselves prepared, and thankfully enough, we got through it in the end.
Yeah, and suppose a bit of a Jingle and Pyke performance, brilliant in the first half and maybe clinging on a little in the second.
Yeah, we got out of the blocks fast in the first half now, and I don't know what happened to us in the second half. We got a bit sluggish, and we just didn't get our shape as well, but we got through it.
Yeah, and it seemed you must have worked on the second half performances for the semi-final, because it was kind of the reverse, wasn't it, against Antrim?
Yeah, we got out of the blocks fast in the first half, but then after about 10 minutes, we started to slow down, and Antrim started getting a few scores, but then Ethan got the goal before half-time, and I think that kicked us on for the second half.
Yeah, and really wanted with pulling up, I suppose, and put on a big show in the second half.
Yeah, we did. We had a good two danger men inside, and they were making good runs, and so we got the ball into them, and they made great use of it.
And Armagh, your opponents now in the final, have you played them this year, or have you played them over the last couple of years?
We played them this year in the league. They kept us from scoring 20 minutes in the league, and so they're a very defensive side. They're a good side. Well, give them the respect they deserve anyways, and we won't underestimate them.
And tell me, how has things gone since the Antrim game? How has preparations gone?
Very good. We're training away, and training's going good. Every man leaving cert's over, so we have every man at training, and good tight training's getting in, and just working away.
It must be tough combining training with studying for one of the most important exams.
Yeah, it was tough going now, having to travel up to Convoy every second night, and then try and get a bit of study done as well, but we got through it anyways.
as you know, there's a great burden of expectation about this team now, I suppose, and I suppose people in Donegal, we haven't won that many minor championships, longing to win another. I think, you know what, 2006 was the last.
Yeah, 2006 was the last, and hasn't been many teams so far, but we've got Declan there, we've had him for the past 3 years, that's what I think is making us a bit special, but hopefully now we can kick on and do something this year.